God's Creative Original by Deverlaine L. Trefethen, Part 1 of 3. And to the messenger of the Ecclesia in Laodicea write, Now this is saying the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and God's creative original. Revelation 3:14. Many find the term God's creative original to mean that the Father created His Son before He created anything else, and that Jesus Christ pre-existed before He was born as a baby. I'd like to share a different insight that I believe bears true from the scripture shared throughout. Being fully human, Jesus was born, lived, suffered, and died. Yet He was the first man to be resurrected and vivified to a life that can never end. This makes Him the original, and head of all, preeminent by virtue of His resurrection. In Colossians 1:18, the term often rendered preeminence, in translations like the KJV, more literally means, may be becoming first, emphasizing that, through His resurrection and vivification, He became the first of all. Colossians 1:15-20 beautifully supports this profound truth. Yet now Christ has been roused from among the dead, the first fruit of those who are reposing. For since, in fact, through a man came death, through a man also comes the resurrection of the dead. For even as, in Adam, all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. 1 Corinthians 15:20-22. All are created in the old humanity, after the similitude of Adam, and were appointed unto death. The same all are created in the new humanity, after the similitude of Christ, and are appointed unto life beyond the reach of death, each in their own class and order, written in the DNA of the old humanity, in Adam, dying you shall die, written in the DNA of the new humanity, in Christ, life beyond death's reach. For we are aware that the entire creation is groaning and travailing together until now. Yet not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, we ourselves also are groaning in ourselves, awaiting the sonship, the deliverance of our body. Romans 8:22-23. Jesus Christ was the first roused from among the dead. That is, He is the original to be roused from among the dead, vivified, never to die again. Scripture identifying Jesus Christ as God's creative original speaks of Him as the first in kind to be roused to receive life beyond the reach of death. I encourage you to read these passages again, and as you do, rejoice in that which is to follow. That is, just as Jesus was roused to immortality with absolutely no possibility of death, so too we will follow Him in glory. As members of the one body of Christ, may we embrace this truth that was established by God's creative original, who is the firstborn from among the dead. At His resurrection and vivification, God's creative original was the very first evidence that He was the first in kind to give proof of immortality, securing the same for all who follow. We, His body, are the next to come after Him in resurrection and vivification to be manifested together with Him. The complement of the One, completing the all in all. Ephesians 1:23, Colossians 3:4. While we remain in these bodies of humiliation, may we be cognizant of our own vivification to come, when we, too, will be roused to life beyond the reach of death. May we, who were chosen in Him before the disruption of the world put on, and walk in the realization of our vivification and manifestation with Christ in glory. To reiterate, the one body of Christ is the next in Father's order to be vivified after the likeness of Father's creative original, wherein we, too, will enter into life beyond the reach of death. Christ the head, followed by his body, not to aeonian life, but rather immortality. Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. writes, "When Christ is manifested in glory, we, too, will be resurrected beyond the reach of death and appear with him there, being ascended up far above all heavens," Ephesians 4:10, that is, the super heavens. Rather than aeonian life, we have Christ's life. When Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. Christ, head and body, makes its universal debut, its manifestation in glory. Colossians 3:4. At the right hand of God. Colossians 3:1. Far above all heavens. Ephesians 4:10. All others will receive life beyond the reach of death in their assigned class and order to fulfill Papa's divine purpose. There are other passages that support this realization, and in fact, go hand in glove in understanding Christ Jesus as the first to receive life immortal. Now we are aware that God is working all together for the good of those who are loving God, who are called according to the purpose that, whom he foreknew, he designates beforehand, also, to be conformed to the image of his Son, for him to be firstborn among many brethren. Romans 8:28-29. Do you see how the passage in Romans complements that which has already been shared? Who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature? For in him is all created, that in the heavens and that on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships, or sovereignties or authorities, all is created through him and for him, and he is before all, and all has its cohesion in him. And he is the head of the body, the ecclesia, who is sovereign, firstborn from among the dead, that in all he may be becoming first. For in him the entire complement delights to dwell, and through him to reconcile all to him, making peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens. Colossians 1:15-20. If, then, you were roused together with Christ, be seeking that which is above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Be disposed to that which is above, not to that on the earth, for you died, and your life is hid together with Christ in God. Whenever Christ, our life, should be manifested, then you also shall be manifested together with him in glory. Colossians 3:1-4. What will be manifest is presently hidden from sight, but only until the day of our resurrection and vivification. It is then that we will together with Christ, God's creative original, be Dad's manifest evidence of life immortal. Who do you suppose will get to witness this glorious confirmation of truth? All in the celestials are going to profusely rejoice and give praise to God. To be continued.